بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولقد آتينا لقمان الحكمة أن اشكر لله ومن يشكر فإنما يشكر لنفسه ومن كفر فإن الله غني حميد صدق الله العظيم. سورة لقمان. Must have been a special person, سيدنا لقمان. سيدنا لقمان, it is said, was a slave to somebody from Bani Israel, and he was from Nuba. Nuba is in between Masr and Sudan, in between Egypt and Sudan. So Sayyidina Luqman, he was a Nubian. And he was taken as a slave. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with great wisdom. And one day, his master asked him, he said to him, go and slaughter a sheep for me and bring me its best parts. And so he went and slaughtered the sheep, and he brought the heart and the tongue. And the master thought, hey, you know, there's some deep meaning going on here. Anyway, he left it. Some time later, he asked Sayyidina Luqman, alayhi salam, he said, go and slaughter me a sheep and bring me its worst parts. Bring me its worst parts. And so Sayyidina Luqman, he went, and he slaughtered the sheep and he brought the worst parts of the animal. Then the master wanted to know. He said to him, why when I asked you to bring the best parts, you brought the heart and the tongue? And when I asked you to bring the worst parts, you also brought the heart and the tongue. So Sayyidina Luqman said to him, the tongue and the heart are the sweetest parts if they are good. And nothing can be worse than the tongue and the heart if they are wicked. And if we look at the expression of shukr, because that is the wisdom here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا اللُّقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. And indeed, we gave Luqman the wisdom. What is the wisdom? To give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what do we give thanks to Allah with? Ash-shukr. Bil-lisan. Wa bil-jinan. Wa bil-arkan. Shukr is made how? It is made with the tongue. It is made with the heart. And it is made with the actions. This is true wisdom. Wisdom is that which is endowed in a person that gives thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam once asked Allah, Ya Rab, kayfa shakraka Adam? Oh Allah, why or how did Adam thank you? Oh Allah, how did Adam thank you? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Nabi Musa, عَلِمَ أَنَّ النِّعْمَةَ مِنِّي. He said, he acknowledged that all favors are from me. وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Now the nakira, the indefinite article in the Arabic language, if it is negated, it includes the entire class of that thing. So وَمَا بِكُمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ. There's not a single solitary favor that is with you, except that that favor comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to acknowledge that is shukr. To acknowledge that is true gratitude, and that gratitude is the mark of wisdom. Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Allah, Ya Rab, kayfa ashkuruk wa shukr ni'matu mink? Oh Allah, how can I thank you when to thank you is a favor from you? So Allah revealed to Nabi Dawood, Al-ana shakartani ya Dawood, Al-ana shakartani. Now you have thanked me, O David, now you have thanked me. So to acknowledge that all favors are from Allah, even the ability to say ashukr lillah, even to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is a favor from Allah. And this is the essence of what it means to be a grateful servant. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَشْكُرُ, and whoever gives thanks, فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ, then without any exception, they're giving thanks for their own self. In other words, for their own benefit. For their own benefit. وَمَن كَفَرُ, and whoever is ungrateful, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ حَمِيدٌ, for indeed Allah is free of want. Allah doesn't need our thanks. So we're not going to hurt Allah. If we don't give thanks, we're only hurting ourselves. Ibn al-Ta'ila al-Sakandari, al-Sakandari, Afwan. Ibn al-Ta'ila al-Sakandari, rahimahullah ta'ala, from Alexandria. That's why they call him al-Sakandari. He said, مَنْ لَمْ يَعْرِفَ النِّعْمِ بِوَجْدَانِهَا عَرَفَهَا بِفُقْدَانِهَا. The person that does not recognize the favors of Allah when they are with them will only recognize the favors of Allah once they have left them. And another hikmah, he said, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النِّعْمِ فَقَدْ تَعَرَّدَ لِزَوَالِهَا وَمَنْ شَكَرَهَا فَقَدْ قَيَّدَهَا بِعِقَالِهَا. The person that doesn't give thanks for the favors that they have must get ready to lose them. And the one that gives thanks has indeed secured them bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of his grateful servants, full of wisdom. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. And whoever is granted wisdom is indeed granted a great good. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَأَخِرُ الصَّلَاةِ.